Stay tuned for Street Beat, Classic Hits Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.
And good morning, it's Luke at Classic Hits 92.7, 95.3, and joining us in the Street Beat studio is Princeton Parks and Recreation Program and Playground Committee representatives. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking to this morning?
Hi, Lupe. Good morning. Thank you for having us. I'm Amanda Woodruff, and I'm president of the Princeton Parks and Recreation Program. And with me, I have
Brianna Wheaton. I am the treasurer for the Parks and Rec Program and the chair for the Playground Committee. Thank you for having us.
No problem. Now, have you guys been around here for a long time?
Yeah. I am from Princeton, born and raised. So.
Oh, okay.
I have been here a year and 1 month.
Oh, wow. Where are you from?
So, Arizona. But we moved out here because my husband is from this area, and we've got three kids, and that is actually how I met Amanda.
Okay. Nice. All right. What exciting news are you here to talk about today?
So, the biggest thing is we're newly formed, we are trying to bring back the recreational areas for the community, for our kids, local surrounding areas, and our local community to utilize.
What type of renovations and community spaces are you working on and why?
We are trying to work on fixing up our basketball courts and tennis courts, and then we are trying to reestablish our soccer field and baseball field. That's at Brewer Andrews Field on West Street in Princeton, and we're also trying to put up a playground at that same location. The reason we're working on this is because we need places for our kids to get together, be able to play on the playground, even just have picnics, play basketball, a place to gather, safe places for our kids to get together.
And how are the courts and field being renovated?
So we're excited to say that we are actually working with Healthy Acadia with their G2O, Gateway to Opportunity Program is what they call it. They have a handful of kids, high school age, that are working on a 5 to 6 week, I believe, program that they will be working on doing some of that work on the courts and the field. And how they're doing this is they're going to be in the courts, they're going to be fixing the basketball hoops, the backboards, some of the fencing. They're going to work on do some painting. What else? They're going to be trying to regain our fields back. We've had a lot of overgrowth where the place hasn't been used a lot, so they're going to try to push some of the alders and the brush back and get them cut down and get the backstop so you actually can see it again. The timeline for them, we have these kids for that 5 to 6 week period, so we're not sure how much of this they will get accomplished, but it's a great start to get our community seeing things happening and hopefully get some of our young kids involved and getting things going. So it's a good start.
So tell us about the playground you guys are wanting to put in.
Yeah, thank you. So we are putting in, as Amanda said, a playground next to the courts at Brewer Andrews Field. And in our endeavors, we've raised about $30,000 so far, and we've got a goal of about $100,000. We're going to be doing this over three phases. Phase one is $100,000, unfortunately. It's a very big amount, but it will give us the ability to put the playground in with groundwork, lighting, security, all the things that make it a safe space for children. And we're fundraising, and we're asking for community support in a couple different ways, and the goal is to have phase one done by the end of next summer.
So what are you doing for fundraising right now?
Great question. So we've got two things that we're working on currently. One of them is through a program called Winter Kids. So people can log into anybody from Maine, has to be a resident of Maine, can log into Winter Kids and go to the Outdoor Fun section and vote for Princeton Parks and Recreation. They give a grant based on votes. So the closer we can get to being the winner, the closer we are to getting the $10,000 grant. They do have three options for grant donations, and that is open to vote through July 28th. So we just created a GoFundMe account, which we're really excited about because that enables anybody anywhere to help in our effort to raise money for the playground. So if you go to GoFundMe.com and in the search bar you put Princeton Playground, you can make a donation to help us get this going for our community.
All right. Is there any other exciting events coming up?
Always look on our Facebook page. Okay. We always got some fun, exciting activities or a fundraiser or something going on. So that's where you'd find that. We'll have craft fairs and we've done bake sales and we also do every year we'll do stuff for Christmas and Easter for the kids. We're trying to get some sport things going again. We are working on possibly doing a slip and slide type of event, end of the summer kickoff for the, or end of the summer bash, I guess, for the kids. We're still working on it, so we don't know all the details, but we've heard a slip and slide might be involved.
We'd love to do a movie night. And of course, as a small, somewhat budget-strained community, we have to find resources to help us do the things that we want. So the movie in the park is a pretty simple one to do. That would be a great opportunity for kids to build connections, essentially.
And ideally, we're actually kind of already doing that because, like, some of the events that we've done so far. So Parks and Rec is teamed up with the Princeton Fire Department and actually Grand Lake Stream Fire Department and other programs that are definitely been a big help in getting the community together. So we're already seeing it happen. So it's great.
So what's the best way for others to get a hold of you guys if you have more questions?
So you can find us on Facebook, send us a message that way. You can follow us by finding us at Princeton Parks and Rec. And then we also have Brianna is doing the page for Playground Committee. We kind of have them on separate things, but we have information for both of them. We kind of share it back and forth. And then also you can email us at princetonrec207@gmail.com.
All right. Is there anything else you guys want to add before we go?
We appreciate your time today.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thanks for being here.
Okay.
And that was Amanda Woodruff, the president of the Princeton Parks and Recreation Program, and Brianna Wheaton, chair of the Princeton Playground Committee and treasurer of the Recreation Program. Thank you for being here. This is Lupe. You're listening to Classic Hits, 92.7, 95.3.
This has been Street Beat, Classic Hits, Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.